A couple of centuries ago, crops were cut and threshed by hand. But that all changed with a young farmer in Virginia. The story of a birthday present that revolutionized agriculture is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
David Fisk is superintendent of the Shenandoah Valley Ag Research and Extension Center at Steele's Tavern, Virginia. It's a place that once was Cyrus McCormick's farm. You may have learned in your history books that McCormick invented the mechanical reaper. Fisk says that is sort of true.
Well, really, Cyrus's dad, Robert, was really the inventor of the family. He held several patents for different things he invented. As history has it, his father pretty much invented most of the reaper.
But Cyrus's father never finished the project, and that's when his son entered the picture and the history books.
He gave it to Cyrus as a birthday present in the spring of 1831, and Cyrus and a black blacksmith basically worked on that thing through the summer, and then in the late summer of 1831 successfully tested it in Steele's Tavern.
During the summer of 1831, McCormick unveiled his reaper for the public to see. Area farmers heard of the work he was doing in the Shenandoah Valley and began to come here to see his experiments.
A lot of folks are very curious as to what young Cyrus was doing. There were a lot of naysayers and folks that didn't quite believe that this invention would work, and it actually took quite a while for it to catch on. People are pretty steeped in tradition, and it's hard to change a lot of ways.
There were others working on a reaper, and Cyrus may not have been the first to have his machine working, but he was the first to patent it in 1834. The reaper, though, didn't perform all of the operations a modern-day combine would do as it rolls through the field. McCormick's reaper was the beginning of new technology that meant fewer people were needed to farm. When the reaper was introduced in 1831, 90% of Americans were involved in farming. Today, that figure is less than 2%. Traveling the countryside, in Steele's Tavern, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.